Hello, I'm Orson Welles.
The following film, made in 1982, was thought to be lost forever. Actually, it was misplaced in a box for the comedy Dr. Detroit. But its predictions are more terrifying than ever.
Mr. Welles, what are you talking about? That has nothing to do with this.
What? Look, I don't need to do this. I've got a fish stick commercial in an hour. Oh, what the hell, I need the money.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, welcome to an all-new episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. I'm Hot Toddy. This week's episode is going to be a little different than past episodes in that you are not supposed to hear this episode. That's right. We did this episode back in January, even before Christmas break was over, and with all the craziness that happened within it, we decided that it might be a good idea if we don't play it. And we thought we destroyed all the copies of it until now. That mixed with the fact that my uncreative brain cannot come up with anything for this week, we thought we would share with you what was considered to be the lost episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. That's right, this episode was to never air, and like I said, we thought we got rid of it, but we managed to come across one last copy of it. And so we said, what the hell, let's do the thing. And so that is why this week we present to you the lost episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. Lead us in, Mr. Welles.
What follows is a terrifying journey into the world of probate, beneficiaries, and green penis.
Live from wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this, it's the Smokin' Hot Toddcast with your host, Hot Toddy, starring Miranda, Ollie, Miss Pingrino, DJ Pork, Sheila, D.A. Williams, and Orson Welles. And featuring me, your announcer, Doc Summit. And now, Miss Pingrino.
Hello, and welcome to the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. This week's show, a very special one for Hot Toddy as a comedian. Or lack thereof. He's backstage right now, preparing for what could be a historic milestone. On September 19th, 1985, Johnny Carson told his 4,092nd joke, beating the record of Henny Cobb, who set it in 1928. This week, Hot Toddy is prepared to tell his 4,093rd joke, which will then create a new record for comedy. Needless to say, Hot Toddy is excited, nervous, slightly hungry, possibly horny, but 100% ready to achieve this milestone. So now sit back and enjoy this historic episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
Boy, ain't this exciting? Hot Toddy's gonna be doing his 4,093rd joke this week. He's gotta be so thrilled.
Yeah, I guess he's pretty excited. I guess it's pretty great, yeah.
Something wrong, Ollie?
No, I don't know. It's just, you know, Hot Toddy has reached his 4,093rd joke, right?
Right.
On the Smokin' Hot Toddcast, right?
Right.
To this day, he still does not get paid for this show, right?
Right.
Don't you think that's a little messed up?
Well, I mean, you know, Hot Toddy wants this to be his career, obviously, but I mean, he's perfectly fine doing it the way he's been doing it all these years. If he has to make money elsewhere, he will. But his goal in life is just to continue on with this show and the other shows on YouTube and Smells Like 90s Rock and just have a good time.
Yeah, but D.A., is that any kind of a life for someone to live forever? I mean, Hot Toddy could have done so many more great things. I just feel bad for him, you know?
Well, why? He's got a pretty good life.
He gets yelled at on the phone by people he doesn't even know. Hashtag nuts.
Well, we all have to pay our dues, Ollie.
Yeah, but not Hot Toddy. He deserves better.
Well, what are you going to do?
The only thing I can do. I'm going to have to go back in time and make Hot Toddy change his path in life.
No, wait a minute right there. Now, listen, Ollie. You know how much Hot Toddy hates you getting in that time machine and messing around with stuff. So why don't you just get that idea out your head right now and just stay right here? Because we got to get prepared for his big night. And we don't need you gallivanting around in the time machine and messing everything up.
I'm not going to mess up anything, D.A. I just want to go back in time and help the guy so that he doesn't end up working in customer service over the phone. I mean, that's no life for him. Maybe if he'd left radio earlier in his career, maybe he could have planted the seed of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast sooner and made it something huge. But unless we go back in time and fix things, we'll never know.
Ollie, I just don't know about all this. I mean, you could really screw things up. What if you screw it up so that we don't even exist?
Oh, please, we're inside. inside Hot Toddy's head every single day, of course we're gonna exist.
Yeah, you're right about that. What am I thinking?
Look, all I'm gonna do is go back in time, make Hot Toddy change his path in life, and then when I come back, we're gonna be megastars, superstars. This'll be the biggest podcast on the planet.
All right, if you think so.
I know so. Now, I'm gonna set my coordinates, and I'm going in.
Good luck, Ollie.
Thanks, DA.
It's Bruno Mars on Star 102.1. Hey, Ollie. Looks like you came through on a time machine. That's cool.
Don't you want to know how?
No, I'm sure it's something stupid.
It is! Well, anyway, I'm not just Ollie, but I am Ollie from the future!
Kinda got that from the time machine.
Right! I've come from the future to help you change your miserable dead-end life!
Well, geez, nobody said anything about that. How does that work, anyway? Also, if you're talking about dead-end life, look who's talking.
On an endless, worthless attempt to be a radio star here in Knoxville.
Look, I know this job isn't ideal long term, but I mean, it's great for right now. It's flexible hours, you can sleep in, and I'm live in people's cars, phones, computers, toilets, wherever they can find me.
Actually, that sounds pretty good. You get bennies with that?
Blue Cross.
Oh, that sounds cool. How do I... Oh, what am I saying? Hot Toddy, I have seen your grim future. If you don't change your life, eventually you'll be forced to...
Hey, sorry, I gotta jump back on the air here soon. So, are we done?
Listen to me, you simp! Never mind.
Ollie, this is D.A. Why don't you just kill him or something?
Who's that?
God.
Aye, Din.
Listen, Hot Toddy of the past. You are a promising young man. You have the opportunity to take the Smokin' Hot Podcast and turn it into the next great podcast. You are bright, handsome, culturally aware.
That's better.
Oh, you stupid, repulsive... The hope of our nation's future. Do you realize the gifts you're squandering if you stay trapped here?
Ollie, look, I'm happy here. Is it the best? No. But working in radio is the only thing I know how to do best.
But eventually chew you up and spit you out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah! And then you'll spend your days locked in a room taking customer service calls.
Oh, come on, that won't happen.
Why?
Because I would never let it happen.
Yes, but you'll have no choice.
Well, come on, I'll always have a choice. I can find something in my field.
No! By the time you get let go, it becomes almost impossible for you to find a job. You try to find them in marketing, social media, promotions, and none of them come through. You'll be stuck.
I never thought of it that way, Ollie from the future. I don't want to be answering phones for the rest of my life.
Yes, yes, dim young version of Hot Toddy. If you get out now, there's still time.
Ollie, you're right. I'm gonna do it. I'm taking the Smokin' Hot Toddcast as high as it can go. I'm out of here.
Great. Thick as a slab of Canadian bacon. Well, back to the present. Great job, Ollie. Why, thank you, Ollie. Oof.
Hey, watch where you're going, you skinny freak.
I'm sorry, where's Hot Toddy?
Hot Toddy? Who the hell is Hot Toddy?
Hello, I'm Orson Welles.
Where have you been, you pathetic excuse for a human?
A remote farm in Lincolnshire. We're down on you.
Damn right.
Ah! Well, this is awkward. So you don't know where Hot Toddy is?
Who the hell is this Hot Toddy? I don't know any Hot Toddy.
One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear?
Silence!
Ah!
The only Hot Toddy I know was that guy that had that popular podcast. What was it? Oh yeah, the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
Yes, yes! You mean he became famous?
Hugely famous. He took podcasting to a whole new level. He was making TV appearances, personal appearances, and even had a movie deal.
Holy cow, that's amazing!
Yeah, it was going great until Hot Toddy bought it.
What?
Yeah, He totally dropped right on stage. Hey, what are you, stupid?
Let's say I am.
Yeah, women loved him, always throwing their keys on stage at him. One night he was making an appearance on stage. A woman threw her keys on stage, caught him right in the bean, and down he went. Died like a dog right on stage. I was damn proud of him.
This reality is even worse for Hot Toddy. I gotta get back and warn him.
Hey, did I just hear this pencil neck say our reality sucks?
Yes.
Uh-uh. Looks like we're gonna have to punish him. Let's go.
Well, normally at this point in the show, we would bring you the Ollie Report, but as I mentioned at the top of the show, this episode was made in January, back when Ollie was still on strike. So, what do we do? Ladies and gentlemen, the Dillards.
What do you think?
I guess so. So what is this? If this isn't the Smokin' Hot Toddcast, and Hot Toddy is no longer with us, what is this? Is this like a sex dungeon?
Nah, I only do this part-time. The main thing we do around here is something very special.
I see, and what's that?
This is actually a church.
A church?
Yep, the official church of Trump.
I'm sorry?
The Church of Trump. The Almighty, He who is sight on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, Donald Trump.
I see. Have you ever been able to taste vomit even though you haven't thrown up?
Oh, you're in luck. Here comes our Lord now.
Hi-de-ho, everybody. It's me, your fearless leader, Donald Trump.
Bagley-ooge.
Yes, thank you, my child. You may rise.
Bagley.
Hello, I'm the forever president of the world, Donald Trump.
And I am a deeply, deeply stupid man.
Compared to me, most are. Just try to talk about history, people. Nobody knows history like me, believe me. Like Gettysburg. Oh, that Gettysburg battle where General Lee was like, wow, I screwed up. It was so beautiful and wonderful. He lost his great general.
Which one?
The great one. And it was just awful.
Isn't he inspiring?
My nipples are hard. So what exactly do you teach in the Church of Trump?
The usual stuff you find in the Bible.
Really?
Hey, Trad. You see, everyone needs to have the Bible in their home, and I have many. In fact, that's what was in all those boxes in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago.
We believe you.
You have no proof.
I don't need it.
I just want to make America pray again. And within my special Bible, it has not just the Word of God, but also the Constitution and Lee Greenwood's great song, God Bless the USA, just as the Bible was written so many years ago.
The Bible didn't have the Constitution or anything like
that. Quiet, heathen.
And everyone can have this Bible. Just have it. For the low, low price of $60.
Epic capitalism on those who blindly follow just the way God intended.
So let me get this straight. made by going back in time and saving Hot Toddy from a life in customer service. I inadvertently got him killed, turned Miranda into a dominatrix, Orson Welles into her sub, and they run the official church of Donald Trump. Is that about it?
He's right. And now, let us pray. Covfefe.
I just came.
Okay, I'm out of here.
And now it's time for another regular segment that we do on the show at this point. It's the segment between me, Sheila, and DJ Pork, or some variation thereof. Now, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to play something from that time because it wouldn't be relevant right now, because I'm sure we were talking about stuff that was going on at that time. So this part of the show is brand new. And to top it all off, we are all three back together for the first time since the beginning of the season. So here now is myself, Sheila, and DJ Pork.
Pork seems really sad and quiet tonight.
He is very quiet tonight. He has not spoken very much at all.
I'm What's fine. Going on? Russian noveling it?
I'm What's fine. It's whatever. It's just life.
How's your job at the fancy place?
Both of them are fine, I guess.
Anything interesting you want to share?
No.
So
thanks
what
for joining us.
So, at the special movies phone... The movie phone.
The movie phone.
At. Back in the 90s, you would call the movie phone and it would tell you what was playing and
AOL when. Movie phone. Yeah, I remember that.
At the movie phone that you work at, like, what kind of calls... Do you sit there all day and do nothing? Because, like, how often are people calling the movie phone?
Well, we need to catch Sheila up call, on some yeah. of the calls that you've gotten, because you've gotten some ringers. Like, we thought him not spending as much time at the fancy Long Johns was going to hurt the comedy on the show. We were completely wrong about that, Pork. I leave it to you.
Like, who call? So, yes, tell us, who calls and why do they call the movie phone?
I don't even remember. They're just random crazy people sometimes.
Well, there was the one woman who, she wrote in an email, photosynthesis.
Just photosynthesis. She said she experienced bioterrorism at a movie place.
Wait, what?
Well, she's insane, so...
How do you she respond to that?
And the word, and she
I just said,
ends,
okay,
she ends the email with just the big word, photosynthesis.
No, she ended the email with a poster for the 10th Fast and Furious movie.
Oh my goodness. Like, do you get regular, like, correspondence?
Yeah.
About what?
I can't go to the movies. I can't go to the movies. I gotta refund it quick. Do it.
Refund. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Like, you lose your $50. But, like, I mean, is like, are people like, I give this movie a 1 out of 10, so I want my money back?
Sometimes, yeah.
So they literally do that.
It's like, no, that's not how stuff works.
That's not how it works.
This was supposed to be funny, and it wasn't.
Then you had the dude one time that called about they won popcorn bucket. What was that?
They won a popcorn bucket?
What was that?
Yeah, Ghostbusters. No, he wanted it, and he found out we weren't selling it, and he got all mad. He's like, I'm going to report you to the attorney general. I'm like, do that, sir.
Oh, so it was like the promo bucket if you went like during a certain time?
Something like that.
No, but back in like before the end of the year last year, somebody said I won
a pizza box.
Pizza box. That's
oh, the Freddy's.
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's. I won a pizza box.
I won pizza. Like, no, he got a message that says I won pizza box.
I won the
pizza. We're not doing it justice because he's, I don't know, Pork's dying or something.
So,
over there,
like, but did he call you? Like, was this person an email or a phone call?
It was an email.
Okay, that's a little bit easier to be like, I'm sorry, go to eBay.
The person that got on a fight on the phone call when he was on the phone with you, what was that? Yeah, somebody got into a physical altercation while he was on the phone.
Were you like, sir, do you need help? Do I need to call 3 numbers?
He got scammed, and he was expecting us to reimburse him. We're like, no, I can't do that.
We can't do that. And then all of a sudden,
wait, got scammed? How? Are people out there scalping the pizza boxes?
No, just like somebody, he went onto like a malicious site that was kind of like disguised as a movie theater or something. I don't know.
And then
like, man, just give me my money.
That was the best part. And then he's like stepped away from the phone, and you just heard like like smack, and everything. And then a few minutes later, he goes back. Man, just give him my effing money back.
That was a DV. His wife found out that he, like, their bank account was drained because he thought he was getting $3 from, like, SchmiegelTheaters.com tickets. And once he put in his, like, card info, they're like, thank you. Yeah. And she just whooped him. That's what happened there. And she's like, you didn't even get my pizza box.
How dare you not get pizza box?
He's like, I might email that next time. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, I'm surprised that there are that many people calling these kind of like daily, some like all like 8 hours.
Old people and they need help.
It's old people that don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
I just want to talk.
Though. Wasn't there an old person that called you said they were protesting outside or theaters?
Or they didn't call. There was like a picture that was emailed to us.
What were they protesting?
I don't know. Injustice, that's what they were protesting.
Movie theater injustice.
Oh, like the movie? Or no, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's
they spelled a this said like you guys aren't good to seniors, and they spelled seniors wrong. Spelled like sonores or something like that.
Oh, no.
Look at this mess from last night. I thought I told you to clean this up.
This is a lot of shit, you know that.
Mr. Wells, mistress, I'm going to rinse out a few things. I'll be back in a minute.
I don't get that guy. You like him?
Nothing is more important than the simple act of people getting together.
Shut up.
Ollie, you're right. I'm gonna do it. I'm taking the Smokin' Hot Toddcast as high as it can go. I'm out of here.
Great. Hi, Hot Toddy.
Oh, hi, Ollie. How did you get out here? You were just in there. We screwed up, didn't we?
Hashtag yippers.
You know, I knew the second I saw you come out of the time machine that I just needed to kill you and hide the body on the spot.
Well, there's always next time. But yes. Do not change your path or you'll die. And some other horrible shit happens as well. But I'm not even remotely going into that. Just keep on keeping on and do the thing, okay?
You got it.
Good. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm back. Hopefully everything's back to normal now.
Oh, Ollie, there you are. Come on. Hot Toddy's about to take the stage.
Oh, thank goodness. Yes.
And now, here's your host, Hot Toddy.
Thank you, yes, hello, and welcome. I am so very excited about this. I have waited for this for a long time. I never thought we would get to this point. I mean, who knew that I would be breaking Johnny Carson, the great Johnny Carson's record, but here we are, and so... Whew, I just want to brace myself and get ready, but I think I'm ready, and I'm really excited about this. So, without further ado, here now is my 4,093rd joke. And I will be conducting it with the help of Miss Pingrino. All right, here we go. Hey, Miss Pingrino. Say, what's the second to last letter in the alphabet?
Why?
Because I want to know. Yeah! I did! 4,093! We did it! What a feeling, everybody! Thanks for joining us! We'll see you next time! And there you have it, the lost episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. I tell you, I'm really glad that we ended up getting to show it to you, because if we had destroyed all the copies, you wouldn't have heard me break Johnny Carson's record, which was incredible. It was one of the most incredible nights of my life, and I'm still coming down from it. Months later, it was so great. And of course, I wouldn't have had it at all if Ollie had had his way and completely changed my future. What a dimwit. On a serious note, this is a very serious situation. I wanted to make note of this before we wrap up this week. You heard him in the show. You hear him in every episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. Our beloved announcer and voice of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast, Doc Summit, he had a heart attack this week. He had a heart attack on Monday. Oddly enough, on his birthday. His birthday is the day before mine. My birthday was Tuesday of this week, April 23rd, and his birthday was on April 22nd, and unfortunately, he had a heart attack. He is fine, though. He came through like a trooper, and last update, as I'm recording this, is he's been discharged from the hospital and he got to come home. So our thoughts are with Doc right now as he's recovering from this traumatic event, I'm sure, but he's doing fine, and we'll see Doc very soon. And with that in mind, that's going to do it for us this week. Now, we're going to be back with an all-new episode again next week. However, it's another special live episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. So instead of a new episode dropping on Thursday, we will be going live on the Superfuzz Productions YouTube channel Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. What a day to be doing it. So we'll be live on May 4th at 8 p.m. with an all-new episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast live, with the podcast version being uploaded on Sunday. So we got an all-new episode coming your way next week. That's Saturday, May 4th, 8 p.m., the Smokin' Hot Toddcast Live. Don't miss out. Until then, you can follow me on all social media. That's at Smokin' Hot Toddy on Facebook, TikTok, and the platform formerly known as Twitter. Toddy Kamahot on Instagram and Threads. The Smokin' Hot Toddcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, QuadPod, and Spotify. You can follow Superfuzz Productions on YouTube. That's where we'll be next week, so make sure you go follow there. And you can also check out the sister shows, Get Real, Played Out, Stump Hot Toddy, and Just the Dumbest. And you can follow Superfuzz on that platform formerly known as Twitter at Superfuzz Videos. Speaking of that platform, you can follow Miss Pingrino at Pingrino, Sheila at Sheila Hawk, Doc Summit at Kev Summit. On Instagram, Miss Pingrino at Janelle Marino, Sheila at Sheila Hawkins, Doc Summit at Kev Summit, Miranda at Miranda Panda Joe, and you can follow Miranda on Threads at Miranda Panda Joe. And on TikTok, Miss Pingrino at BabyJ0831, Doc Summit at Kev Summit, and Miranda at Miranda Panda Joe. So, until next week, this is...
Hello, I'm Orson Welles.
Oh, okay, fine. I guess Mr. Welles is gonna do something. So, until next week, this is Orson Welles saying...
A rich, full-bodied wine, sensibly priced at $1 a jug. And now, for a little magic, I will make this jug disappear. Hmm.
Okay, somebody get a crane.